98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. About 160 production workers at Oshkosh Defense are out of a job as of January 5th, 2026. A spokesperson for Oshkosh Defense confirmed the layoffs. In a statement to Civic Media News, the company said despite efforts to expand work, implement upskill programs for team members, insource and offer voluntary reductions, the company is facing overstaffing. It said, quote, "This difficult decision was made only after careful consideration of all available options." End quote. Oshkosh Defense is a subsidiary of Oshkosh Corporation. It makes vehicles for the U.S. military and other global partners. Wisconsin lawmakers are talking about data centers as projects are proposed and some move forward across the state. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Microsoft is building a data center in Mount Pleasant. Vantage is putting one in Port Washington. QTS is proposing one in DeForest, while Janesville city leaders are considering one at the old GM plant. Last week, the Assembly Committee on Science, Technology, and AI held an informational hearing on data centers. One of the biggest criticisms of these projects is just how much power they use. Chelsea Chandler is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin.
The Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant and the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington will require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of electric power. According to our analysis, that is enough energy to power 4.3 million Wisconsin homes.
Caitlin Monahan is the director of public policy for Vantage, the company behind the data center in Port Washington. She says they'll be paying their fair share for power.
So We Energies has designed a really innovative tariff structure that ensures that the new large loads will pay the full cost.
Corey Singletary is the Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Citizens Utility Board. He says because there's not much regulation, companies are trying to build these data centers as fast as possible before laws catch up.
Speed to market is a primary, if not the primary, consideration of data center developers.
Some in the legislature are already working to help the laws catch up. Democratic State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin from Whitefish Bay authored a bill she says creates guardrails for data centers in Wisconsin. Her plan would require prevailing wages for workers and require they use 70% renewable energy at data centers. The bill also aims to increase transparency on their water and energy use. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A local nonprofit that helps veterans takes a big hit after someone stole their trailer full of outdoor equipment. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has more.
Operation Wisconsin helps veterans and first responders dealing with PTSD, addiction, and depression through outdoor recreation, like kayaking, windsurfing, and paddleboarding. Founder Brian Stentz, a disabled veteran himself, says the activities are a chance to reconnect and recover. The 12-foot trailer was parked at Shaganapi Park in Fond du Lac. When Stentz went to pick it up a couple days ago, the trailer, with about $50,000 of equipment inside, was gone. Anyone with information is asked to call the Fond du Lac Police Department.
Veterans Day can seem like the perfect time to protest. Melissa Kay reports of one out of Wisconsin Rapids.
Dozens gathered on a busy corner in Wisconsin Rapids for a protest on Veterans Day. The protest included veterans like Richard Bartosh, who served in the Marine Corps in South Vietnam. He held a sign reading, "Democracy yes, fascism no."
Yeah, I think it's a real appropriate time to emphasize the importance of affirming veterans and affirming the importance of democracy in this country. So I'm glad to be here.
Michael Kinney also served in the Marine Corps.
When we took that oath, it was for the Constitution. It was not for wannabe dictators.
Liz McDonald came out to protest with several of her siblings.
We made a sign for my dad. We've got his picture from World War II on there. And our sign said, "Our dad was Antifa, and so are we." Because people need to realize that Antifa really means anti-fascist. And that's who they were fighting in World War II, and that's who we're trying to, what we're trying to fight against right now. So that's why I'm here.
Gaylee Warner has multiple veterans in her family. She said it's disrespectful to see rights taken away when men and women have died for them.
I'm watching the VA being downgraded. I'm watching my husband having to spend more and more time waiting to get services. My son, coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, is having to fight harder for services.
Warner said she believes in the USA.
I support our country. I think most people agree that we want it to be better. We need to come together, all of us. We've been lied to. We need to stand up to it and say no more.
I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to Civic Media News.
Nearly 8 out of 10 people in Wisconsin support concealed carry. That's part of the findings from the latest Marquette Law School poll. The numbers include big majorities of Republicans and independents, and even most Democrats. The same poll did find, however, that most people do not want to go as far as carrying without a permit. Wisconsin legalized concealed carry in 2011. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played, but that's how we played tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.